welcome everybody to episode 36B of the CCB Health and Fitness Podcast. I am your host, Ryan Van Praet, and this is episode 36B of the CCB Health and Fitness Show on the Canadian Council of the Blind podcast. So, why B? Why 36B? Well, if you recall, for 36A, we did a little intro regarding our September challenge. So, previously, earlier in the summer, we did a 150 challenge, which was really to get you to be mindful about the amount of exercise you were doing on a weekly basis. And, you know, being healthy is definitely a balance. So part of being healthy is really being honest with what you are doing, what you're doing well, what you can do better at, and setting goals. It's not being hard on yourself. It's not being judgmental of yourself too much and being, you know, overly burdening your mind with, oh man, I'm doing terrible, it's never going to get better. No, it's just taking an honest assessment and saying, okay, how can I set goals to do better if I need to do better in these areas? And it's certainly not about judging you or you judging me, because I'm going to be open and honest about what I'm doing, because, you know, that makes it fair, I think, if I'm being transparent. It's about being supportive and saying, hey, you know what, if I struggle with this particular aspect of diet or exercise, you know, maybe you can help me with a trick or vice versa, right? So it's about sharing. It's about, you know, me giving you some direction and some tidbits to think about, but ultimately it's about a group participation and learning from each other. So our 150 challenge was really good. It was really well received. A lot of people participated in it, you know, literally by getting their minutes in, and the reason it was successful is because we had a lot of buy-in in terms of people actually writing down and letting us know how they did. And that's really what we're looking to do here with the September challenge, which is mindful eating. So it pains me to say it, but in all honesty, you know, if you had to choose between the two to live the longest, healthiest life between diet and exercise, and you had to choose between the two to do the absolute best in only one, ultimately eating is going to be what's going to keep you the healthiest, right? And that's not to say that we give up on exercise and that exercise is not important, not at all, right? But if you were to only exercise and not eat anything healthfully, it would be a short road, right? You're not gonna get very far. And we get away with that when we're younger. You know, our metabolism is up and things just don't catch up on us, and our body's flying high and doing really awesome. But as we get older, and I'm even noticing this in my late 30s, you tend not to recover so much from your exercise. You tend just not to feel well or sleep as well. And you know, by making some dietary changes, things start to feel better. So ultimately, it's a scale, it's a balance between diet and exercise. But really, what we eat, because it is so prevalent on a daily basis, because we need to do it every day, it's going to have the biggest impact, right? So that's really why we want you to be mindful of what you are eating on a daily basis. So today's podcast is just a bit of a reminder of the direction that we're going to take here in September. And we're already in September 4th, so we're already started. The long weekend maybe put a bit of a kink in some of our proper eating, but that's okay. You got to live life. And I'm a big believer in that, right? Yes, you have to make sacrifices and sometimes maybe not eat the things you want to eat or get outside and do the exercise that you maybe don't want to do. But, you know, it's a law of averages. And if on average you're making all the right decisions, you're going to head in the right direction. But you still need to live. You still need to enjoy life. So September's challenge is about that. It's about looking at the decisions we make, and then maybe as a group sort of analyzing some of those decisions. So the first week and a half, what I want you to do is simply just record what you're eating and record it however you want, write it down, put it on your iPad, on your iPhone, put it on your computer, write it on a piece of paper, call a friend and tell them to take notes for you. You can get an eating buddy and you guys can chat with each other about it. But really it's just about taking an honest look at what you currently average eat on a daily basis. I don't want you to tweak it. I don't want you to start making wholesale changes and like, fudging it, right? What we're trying to do is get an honest baseline here about, without thinking about it, what are our daily dietary habits like? And I'm going to be open about mine because, again, I think it's fair to be transparent because it's certainly something, and I don't want to use the word struggle because, you know, we all try to do better in some areas, and I certainly try to do better with my eating, and I'll share my thoughts and as I go along. So after we do the recording for about a week and a half, then what we're going to do is we are going to then maybe dive into a bit of analysis. So again, I'll use myself as an example because there should be lots of examples of how I can do better. And then what we're going to do is we'll sort of analyze, you know, some trends that I have and maybe how I can do better. And you guys can chime in with your trends and maybe some areas you've noticed that maybe need a bit of improvement. And that's really how we're going to move forward with this. So the next podcast, that's what we'll talk about, is maybe in the second week or starting the third week in September, maybe like the 21st or something like that. I'll start talking about some of my trends, and the last half of the month we'll really just dive into things that we can do better and ways we can make better habits, right? One of the posts somebody had commented on, which is great, and you guys may notice on Facebook, is one of my thoughts while on my long walk with the dog is you know, get how to get people to sort of conceptualize what we're trying to do here at CCB Health and Fitness and really you know, understand our goal. And one of the things I put out there was that exercise is a habit, not an experience, right? And I would like to say that's the same thing with proper eating. So let's narrow it and just say, broaden it, sorry, and let's say health is a habit, not an experience. And what I mean by that, when I say experience, I mean a one-off. I mean like hey, I went and saw the Eiffel Tower. Ta-da, that's an experience. I did that once. Wow, I experienced that. Where if you lived in Paris and you walked by the Eiffel Tower every day, you're like, well, it's a habit. It's not, you know, it is what it is, right? So what we're trying to do is make exercise and proper eating a habit. It doesn't have to be a perfect habit. It doesn't have to be a spot on, nailed it every day kind of habit, but it needs to be a law of averages. I've done it properly more times than I've done it improperly type of habit, and not an experience, not like hey, you know what, I ate junk food all week and then now I ate one apple and that's my apple for the year. Look at me, I'm doing great. Well, silver lining in a cloud kind of guy. Yeah, that apple isn't going to hurt you, although your body might be going, whoa, what's with this fiber, right? But ultimately, is that apple going to do you any benefit? Realistic benefit? No, right? It's like spitting into a fire, so to speak, right? It's not even going to make a dent into proper dietary requirements, especially if you're just counteracting that with a whole bunch of junk food, right? But if you make it a habit to say, okay, well, I'm not a big fruit fan, and hint, hint, that's one of my things that I work on. We'll talk more about that. If you say, well, instead of an apple once a year, right, which really isn't going to do anything, that's an experience of eating an apple. Ooh, exotic. How about we try to make a habit of it and say even an apple once a week, right? Still, that's not amazing, but I mean, way, way better than once a year, right? So 52 apples versus one apple, right? So that habit is going to pay more dividends down the line. So that's essentially what we're looking to try to do with this September challenge, is really learn about what our current habits are. And if we need to tweak those habits to make them more healthful, then let's do that. So yeah, take stock, write it down, chime in with comments on this podcast, on Facebook, email us, ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. If you want to be part of our email chat list, just so you can type all your stuff out and just get involved in that, that is CCB Health and Fitness. That's all one word, CCB Health and Fitness at groups.io. And if you need more info on that, let me know and I can add you to that list as well. So that's what we're aiming for. I look forward to everybody's participation. I'm gonna jump in next podcast with some of my trends, you know, not just with what you're eating, but what you're drinking as well. You know, that has a great impact on how we're doing. We'll talk a bit about how exercise and what your current goals are and how that impacts what you might be eating. But yeah, just write it down. Don't tweak it. Don't fudge it. Just be honest. You know, I think that's how the best gains are made. One of our local champions, one of our advocates out in BC, in Victoria, I believe it is, Mike, he's made some great transformations as well. And I'm not sure if Mike listens to our podcast or not, but he's, I've had some conversation with him, and I mean, amazing things he's doing, even in terms of diet and exercise, right? He's full on making it a habit. He's making all the right choices. And I mean, he's reaping the benefits, right? And we had some great discussions around food and around diets, like the four-letter word diets and trends of, you know, what people should eat and shouldn't eat. And again, you know, go back a few podcasts to that whole podcast I did about why I don't talk a ton about recommended nutrition pathways is because it's not an area of total strength for me, right? It's something that I work on, and it's something that in the healthcare field I have my pathway that I personally go on and that I would recommend to go on. But if, you know, for real specific individual advice, that's where we turn to, you know, registered dietitians and trusted nutritionists as well, right? People that's what they do on a daily basis. All they do is food, right? But if somebody were to ask me, it would be, you know, following that Canadian food guide. And why is because it promotes balance, right? It promotes you obtaining and consuming the main macronutrients. It's a big fancy word. The main components of proper diet that we need, right? We need fat. We do. We need protein. We need carbs, which is sugar, basically. We need vitamins and minerals, and we need water, right? We need these things. And Canada's Food Guide is going to tell you roughly how to kind of shoot straight down the middle for the recommended daily allowances, and then go from there, right? Based on your tastes, based on your exercise habits, based on any chronic diseases you may have, then there might be tweaks, right? And certainly, as we analyze, I can give my thoughts on it. But if you really need certain specific advice and you're really struggling, certainly contact your doctor and ask them to see a registered dietitian. And the reason I recommend those is they're full-on, you know, multi-year university degrees. I worked with a registered dietitian, you know, had her master's degree, and just super duper smart, right? And that's all they do. They're the science of food. A kinesiologist is sort of the science of human body in motion. We deal a little bit with the food because you need food to keep your human body in motion, but you know, it's not an area for me of great strength. When I need that information, I go to the people who studied food as a science, right? As they've ripped it apart and studied every molecule, no pun intended. So if you want that personal in-depth analysis, I would recommend, you know, asking to see a registered dietitian. And if you need help finding one, I can certainly do my best to help find one in your area. So that's what we're aiming for. Just an honest look what our habits are and how to make them proper, sustainable, lifelong habits, so we can be as healthy as possible. So back to my point, you're like, well, you diverged there for a second. Yes. So Mike, who is out west, who's made some great progress. Him and I had some great discussions about proper diets, etc. And, one site he did push me towards, which I looked at, and it looks actually quite reputable and pretty interesting. It's called nutritionfacts.org. And the gist of it appears to be a gentleman that basically he only presents research-based findings. And what he does is he actually presents the research. So it's not like his interpretation. It's basically like, this is the research. Here you go. This is what they found. And it's really interesting because it's, you know, the people talk about superfoods and you know, what foods do what. And you're like, oh, I have no idea. Like, what food should I use to cure indigestion, or, you know, things that help me calm down, or things that help me sleep, or things that give me more energy, etc. And there's a really cool website, nutritionfacts.org, and it also, they also have an app, and it gives you some good ideas of some, you know, must-have daily foods. So I encourage you to check that out. It looks reputable in the sense that, you know, this gentleman isn't coming up with his own theories. It's basically, here is the research, and he's happy to show the research that he's gleaned this information from. So that's quite refreshing as well. So on that happy, happy food note, maybe I've made you hungry, maybe I've not, maybe I've bored you, but I really am encouraged to see everybody else get involved in this challenge, because I really want to know what your daily nutritional habits are, and you'll get to hear some of mine. So thanks very much again for listening. This is Ryan Vanprate, your registered kinesiologist for the CCB Health and Fitness Show. Yeah, let's get eating and let's get recording. Cheers.